This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says no one wants voter fraud, but a Republican election bill is not the answer. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill requires in-person voter registration, proof of citizenship, and photo ID to vote. It would also give the federal government access to local voter rolls. Bennett says the bill not only makes it harder for citizens to vote, it rips up the way local governments run elections.
Fundamentally, the Save America Act is an astonishing federal overreach in search of a scandal that doesn't exist and would have the effect of undermining fraud-free elections like we have in Colorado.
The bill is a priority for President Trump, who for years has claimed without evidence that voter fraud is occurring. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is re-endorsing Republican Representative Jeff Hurd in the midterm elections after initially taking his support away and supporting Hurd's primary challenger last month. Once again, CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Trump announced the about-face Friday morning, saying he met with Hurd's primary challenger, Hope Shepelman, and discussed different opportunities for her to serve rather than run for Congress. Trump says Shepelman is withdrawing from the race and will instead join his administration in a capacity to be determined. Trump went on to re-endorse Hurd to prevent a Democrat from winning the seat. Hurd says he's grateful for the support and Trump's efforts to unify Republicans in the 3rd Congressional District. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's just about 5:06.